Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello? Oh, I did it again. Hello? Anna, you there? Hello?
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for listening on this talk. This morning, we had some technical difficulties. This morning, I'm with Clinton Smith and myself, and we will be talking about how to overcome excuses which damage your life. Good morning, Clinton. How are you today?
I thought I lost you there for a little while, but you're there.
I know.
Fantastic.
Yes. That is, yes, fantastic. We apologize for to all our listeners. So let's talk about how to overcome excuses which damage your life. Because when we think, ultimately, it's our own thoughts that hurt us the most. What do you think about that?
That first statement is so correct. It is our only thoughts. And when we think about bad things and when we think about pain in our lives and we think about our non-successes, that's where we stop. That's where we get stuck. That's where we get, that's where we basically get to the point where we don't want to move forward. And we got to be able to stop and move forward and put those successes, those hurt, that pain out of our mind and move forward.
Exactly. And some of the thoughts, let's share with our listeners. I mean, probably they're thinking, what thoughts am I are damaging my life? I mean, for example, I can't do it. That is, I mean, how many times have you thought I can't do it, and that pretty much stops you from doing anything?
That
it
is so
difficult.
True.
I mean, sometimes it is difficult at first, but when you start doing it, I mean, myself, and I know Clinton, he will talk about that. I said, I can't run. Yes, wrong. I am running right now, guys. Clinton, what do you think?
Absolutely. I think that you is a really, really good example of doing that, you know, just going out. But you just didn't go out and say, okay, that's the whole thing, listeners. She just didn't go out and say, okay, I'm going to run 5 miles today, step at a time. She took it where she said, you know, let's go a half mile. Let's go 3/4 mile. Let's run a mile. Let's run 2 miles. She took it one step at a time. And that's what you have to do. You have to take it one step at a time, one chunk at a time, because if you go at it too much, you're going to get burned out. So take it one day, one step at a time, and that will get you to your goal.
And what about, Clinton, the statement sometimes we make, well, so-and-so can do it, but this does not apply to me because they're better than me. What about that thought?
That's terrible thinking, first of all, because everybody has a gift. Everybody has something in their lives that they can do. Whether it may not be totally what the next person is or can do, but it is something that you can do if you apply yourself again, little by little, day by day. You can be able to do whatever you want to. Negative thinking is what stops most people from doing anything. You got to think positively. You got to think, I can do it. You got to think, I can move forward with this. And then do it. That's the last point.
Exactly.
Do it.
I mean, so many times we've seen people reinvent themselves at the age of 48, 57, 71-year-old. And, I mean, I've seen 71-year-old people starting their business and being very successful. Never in life they have started the business. And at that age they have started a business and they have been very successful. So let's talk about when we say sometimes life is meant to be easier and enjoyed more. I mean, on the first, I mean, this statement, how many times have we done it? All of us have said that to ourselves, yes. I mean, it should be enjoyable. The life should be enjoyable. But sometimes this particular phrase, we abuse this particular phrase because we justify things we should not do.
Right. Right. And, you know, unfortunately, again, we see that all the time around us. Those people you want to get away from, because those people will not take you, will not allow you to be, go to your fullest potential. You want the people to be around the people who are hungry, who those new friends who want to be out there, who want to, you know, reinvent themselves, who want to, those who want to be able to go to the next level, who wants to do things and take it a step further. Those are the people that you want to be around, because those are the people who are going to be hungry. Those are the people who want to do things that, you know, further their lives, you know, further their career, further their business. Those are the people that you want to be around. Those are the people who are going to, you know, be or and help you, excite you about life. And that's what I'm looking for. I don't know, you know, anybody around me, and they'll tell you, I love people who are excited, who are passionate, who want to do things, you know, in order to move to the next level. And those are the people who I want to be, surround myself with. And that's what you want to do.
What about the statement, I can do it later? Hey, I'm guilty of that. I have done it. And, I mean, sure, we can do it later, but do you think that later self will feel the same exact way? Think about, why should your later self be more disciplined than your present self? What do you think, Clinton?
Yeah. I think that that statement, you know, I can do it later, shows empathy. And you know what? Why not do it now? If you do it now, again, if you take do it now and do it step, short steps, little by little, you're going to achieve your goal. If you wait, then that's going to turn into procrastination, which means that, you know, you may not ever get to that goal or what you may. So take it one step at a time. Be excited about it. Be energetic about it. Enjoy your life, because, you know, we only have one life, you know, listeners, and, you know, you got to take it sometimes, you know, and I know this sounds like a sad cliche, but you got to take the bull by the horns and run with it, because you can do it. You just got to be able to take it one step at a time and get out there and start it. That's what you got to do.
And I just wanted to add that most great things in life don't happen by chance. They happen by choice. And what Clinton just said is that is your choice. You never know what's possible until you risk finding out. And in the long run, there is only one thing that makes your dream and goals completely impossible to achieve today: your lack of action. If you postpone and if you procrastinate later and later, and the later time you will have a later again, so you will never know what kind of success you can reach in life. And Clinton, just for final thoughts, you would like to share with us this morning?
Well, final thought is, and I'll give you listeners an example. I have been doing teaching, you know, things through the prison in our area and at my church. And I went in, and I'm going to finish. And if we talk about reinventing ourselves, I'm actually going to finish my AODA counseling certification. And I figured that that would be a really good touch to go along with my businesses in order to help my businesses grow and prosper. So talking about reinventing, I just said, you know what, let's do it. And so I went on ahead and started doing it. And I hope it works for everybody else out there.
Exactly. Thank you so much. And don't forget that the mind is a wonderful thing. However, so many times it creates excuses that frequently convince us not to take actions we know are good for us. And at the end, this prevents many positive changes from taking places in our lives. Thank you so much for listening this morning, and we will be with you next Saturday morning. Thank you, and make it a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Have a great day.